Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, December 30th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Lexeria releases additional results from its successful Phase 1b study, GLP-1H244. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. released additional results from its Phase 1b study GLP-1H244, showcasing the potential benefits of its Dehydratec platform technology. The study demonstrated rough parity between DHT arms and the ribulsis control in terms of fasting glucose, cholesterol, and LDL cholesterol. Body composition analysis showed DHT semaglutide's potential for lower lean mass to fat mass body weight reduction compared to ribulsis. The DHT-CBD arm achieved meaningful reductions in blood pressure, indicating potential for treating hypertensive patients. Pharmacokinetic analyses showed quantifiable CBD concentrations in DHT arms, with ongoing testing for semaglutide levels. SF36 survey results indicated better perceived health status for DHT semaglutide participants. Lexeria plans to continue investigating DHT semaglutide for therapeutic indications and is preparing to share data with a pharmaceutical company under an MTA. The company remains optimistic about the future developments and has raised additional capital to fund new opportunities in 2026.
Investor news breaks. Safe & Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SGBX, adjourns 2025 annual meeting and sets virtual reconvene date. Safe & Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, has adjourned its 2025 annual meeting of stockholders due to the absence of a quorum and will reconvene virtually on January 14, 2026 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Stockholders will vote on proposals described in the company's definitive proxy statement filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on December 19, 2025. The record date remains November 21, 2025. Previously submitted proxies will be voted unless properly revoked, and the company will continue soliciting proxies during the adjournment period. No changes have been made to the proposals or proxy materials, which are available on the SEC's website. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at iMinFM, SGBX. Thanks.
Tech Media Breaks, Xeri OTCQB, XE, highlights next board milestones and strategic vision. Xeriant Inc. issued a year-end update highlighting progress on its NexBoard eco-friendly composite building panel with nanotechnology-enhanced thermal performance, successful pilot production run, and extreme fire resistance. The company plans to grow its nanotechnology portfolio and advance its Factor X research group to identify high-impact technologies. Xeriant aims for revenue generation and a future NASDAQ uplisting. Xeriant is dedicated to discovering, developing, and commercializing transformative technologies, including the Derever brand and NexBoard panel. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a platform focusing on technology companies, delivering news to a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the public. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Network news breaks. Safe & Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ's SGBX, adjourns 2025 annual meeting and sets virtual reconvened date. Safe & Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, has adjourned its 2025 annual meeting of stockholders due to the absence of a quorum. The meeting will reconvene virtually on January 14, 2026, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for stockholders to vote on proposals outlined in the company's proxy statement. The record date remains November 21, 2025, and previously submitted proxies will be voted unless revoked. The company will continue soliciting proxies, and no changes have been made to the proposals or proxy materials, which are available on the SEC's website. Telvantis Inc. announces strategic transaction involving Telvantis Voice Services. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based telecommunications company, has announced a strategic transaction involving its international voice services business, Telvantis Voice Services, Inc. The company has entered into a definitive agreement with Spectral Capital Corporation for the sale of 100% of TVS through a stock-for-stock exchange. The agreement includes performance-based earn-out shares tied to revenue and profitability milestones for 2026. This move aligns with Telvantis' focus on wireless and 5G infrastructure, aiming to strengthen its positioning as a technology and industrial holding company. The transaction is expected to close by the end of December 2025, pending customary conditions and approvals, ensuring continuity of operations for Telvantis Voice Services.
Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., DVLT, showcases WISA and DataVault technologies at CES 2026. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in data monetization, credentialing, and digital engagement technologies, will showcase its WISA, VerifyU, DVHolo, Event Citadel, and DataVault technologies at CES 2026 in Las Vegas. The company will highlight its intellectual property expansion, growing commercial adoption of WISA-enabled wireless audio solutions, progress of its Gen 2 platform, and integration of recently acquired acoustics and broadcast technologies. DataVault AI's cloud-based platform offers solutions for experiential data perception, valuation, and secure monetization across multiple industries. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on technology companies driving the future, offering a range of services to help companies reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Newsworthy.ai caps 2025 with rapid AI innovation, network expansion, and industry-first milestones. Newsworthy.ai concludes 2025 with significant AI innovation, network expansion, and industry-first achievements. Throughout the year, Newsworthy.ai solidified its position as the most advanced press release newswire by incorporating AI across the news lifecycle. The platform transformed each press release into unique formats, improving visibility across search engines, AI-powered answers, and topical news sites. In 2025, Newsworthy.ai expanded its distribution footprint, tripling its endpoints and launching the InFocus network for industry-specific placements. The platform introduced major upgrades, including branded newsrooms and a proprietary advertising network. Looking ahead to 2026, Newsworthy.ai plans to strengthen its AI capabilities and proprietary networks to lead in the evolving news marketing landscape. Nutritional Products International shares year-end message and vision for the new year. As 2025 comes to a close, Nutritional Products International, NPI, extends a message of gratitude and optimism to its clients, retail partners, and global brand partners. Founded by Mitch Gould, NPI helps international health and wellness brands navigate the U.S. market. NPI's evolution of distribution platform offers global logistics, warehousing, retail sales execution, strategic marketing, and regulatory guidance all in one system. This turnkey approach allows brands to focus on innovation while NPI handles market complexities. Looking ahead to 2026, NPI remains committed to expanding its platform to support global partners in the U.S. market. To learn more, visit www.nutritionalproductsint.com. Ertopia unveils the IoT riding ecosystem at CES 2026, where AI, digital health, and sustainability ride as one. Ertopia, the smart carbon fiber mobility innovator, unveils the Ertopia IoT riding ecosystem at CES 2026. This unified AI-powered system synchronizes smart e-bikes, smart rings, and intelligent safety devices to create a new category of connected mobility. The ecosystem showcases real-time riding, health, and safety data merging into a single AI-driven experience. Ertopia's demo highlights seamless data flow across Ertopia Smart e-bikes, Ivela Smart Ring Pro, and Ertopia Carbon Smart Helmet 1, providing personalized recommendations and a unified digital health profile. Additionally, Ertopia introduces major product breakthroughs at CES 2026, including the world's lightest and most torque-dense e-bike motor, the Ertopia Quark DM 1.2, and the Ertopia Titanium Zero, redefining lightweight performance. Urtopia is committed to creating connected, health-forward, and sustainable riding experiences. MedClinic Authority introduces a scalable, compliance-driven platform for building modern telehealth clinics. MedClinic Authority, MCA, has introduced a scalable platform for building modern telehealth clinics aimed at helping healthcare providers, founders, operators, and entrepreneurs launch and scale compliant clinics without starting from scratch. The platform focuses on system architecture, operational strategy, technology infrastructure, workflow design, and regulatory alignment. According to Leo Stone, clinical longevity strategist at MCA, healthcare struggles due to fragmented systems, not lack of ideas. MCA provides structured frameworks for clinic operations, technology integration, patient journey design, and compliance-first system architecture to reduce time to launch, operational friction, and regulatory risk. The company works with healthcare providers and entrepreneurs seeking sustainable growth models based on strong systems. Learn more at medclinicauthority.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.